Happy Sabbath, dear ones. Welcome to our gathering together here in the name of Jesus. Welcome also to those joining us on the phone, listening to the recording or on WLMR radio. So glad to have you in fellowship with us today. Already close to the end of January in 2020. Quite amazing how quickly this month has gone by. But praise God that we're a Sabbath closer to never more departing from one another or from the rest of the redeemed in the kingdom of heaven. A day closer to everlasting life. What a joy that will be when it's finally realized. Let us remain faithful to the end, holding fast, enduring, that we may not lose that crown of life, but may be able to have the Savior place it upon our heads. And worthy is his name. So welcome, dear ones. And our opening song is Tell Me the Story of Jesus. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that he passed, how for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. From the years of his labor, all of the sorrow he bore, he was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, tell how he liveth again. Loving the story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, love paid the ransom for me. tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Amen. And what a story it is. A story based in reality. Jesus making our salvation possible. Greatest story ever told. And what a Savior he is. Well, before we get into our sermon, it's time for opening prayer. And who among us would like to offer that prayer for us? Please go right ahead.
Loving Father in heaven, we thank you once again for a Sabbath day. It's even beautiful over here where I am today. We thank you for the blessings throughout this week, and we ask for a special blessing now as we enter into the second service. Be with Bob, give him words of wisdom and salvation for those who hear. Be with those who have made it. Be with those who haven't been able to make it and can't come and didn't come. Be with the sick and the afflicted, spiritually or physically or emotionally. Bless them. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I thank you, dear brother. Well, this is part 3 in our series, Behold Your God. And this time we're going to see him in sinful human flesh. And in our last sermon, we continued examining the issue on the nature of Christ. And we clearly understood through the Bible and the spirit of prophecy that Christ took upon himself our fallen sinful nature. And then in this nature was subject to every temptation to which humanity is also subjected to. But today we're going to examine the issue of Christ's flesh. And this issue is similar to what we studied regarding the nature of Christ, but it has more ramifications. And for those that would like to follow along with the notes and the quotes I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/ID2035.htm. So we're going to be examining today the issue of Christ's flesh. And the main point at stake with this issue is whether Christ lived his human life on this earth in sinless or in sinful flesh. And you know, many will readily admit that Christ took man's fallen nature upon himself, but they believe that he did not also take and live in the sinful flesh of mankind. They believe that Christ was somehow protected from accepting this sinful flesh at birth, and that he lived only in sinless flesh. While we as human beings since the fall of Adam have never experienced sinless flesh. But others believe that Christ did take upon himself and then live in the sinful flesh of fallen humanity. So how do we know which of these positions is true and which are false? Again, we cannot trust to our own ideas. We cannot trust to the ideas of any other person, and we can't trust to church creeds or other established doctrines in this important area. The only thing that we can trust is a thus saith the Lord and an it is written. So then what does God's inspired word of truth declare on this issue of Christ taking upon himself and living in the sinful flesh of fallen humanity? What does God's word state? And if you look at quote number one, from Acts 2, verse 30. Therefore, referring to David, being a prophet, and knowing that God hath sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. So this verse reveals to us that Christ was born from the seed of David according to the flesh. And what kind of flesh did David possess? What kind of flesh would David then pass on to all of his offspring? David did not have sinless flesh to pass on to his children, but only sinful flesh. So then what kind of flesh was Jesus born with and then live in? It could not have been sinless flesh. It was sinful flesh. Now, it's important to understand that Jesus did not commit sin in order to obtain the sinful flesh of humanity, but he voluntarily took upon himself the fallen nature and sinful flesh at birth. And if you look at quote number two, another way that you can state this same fact of truth is that since Jesus did not commit sin in order to obtain our sinful flesh, then he took upon himself the same likeness of sinful flesh which all the offspring since Adam's fall possess, including Abraham, David, and Mary. So just like in Romans 8:3, Christ took the likeness of sinful flesh upon himself, but it was the very same type of sinful flesh that is common to all of humanity. So this means that Christ was fully God and fully man at the same time. But Christ voluntarily chose not to live in the unfallen and sinless nature of his Godhood, but instead to live in the fallen nature and sinful flesh of humanity. From Bible Commentary, Volume 5, page 1124. He, or Christ, was not only made flesh, but he was made in the likeness of sinful flesh. Now, as a consequence of all of us having a fallen nature and living in sinful flesh, we all must war against the temptations without and within. And so in order to have heaven as our home, we have to stand every test and to resist every temptation, whether from without or from within. And it is especially through these temptations from within that Satan and his angels urge and coax us to give in to these and commit sin. If you look at quote number three, there are many who believe that even though Christ took our fallen nature upon himself, and even though Christ then chose to live in sinful flesh, yet they believe that Christ did not feel or have to repress these inward temptations like all fallen human beings experience. So these believe that any temptations which Christ experienced were only from without, like Adam experienced before the fall, and were never from within, like Adam and all humanity have felt since the fall. In fact, the churches of Babylon believe and teach this same doctrine, including the Seventh-day Adventist Church. from the book Salvation by Faith and Your Will, page 86, 93, and 96. The church states, of course Jesus was born different. He had a sinless human nature, the same as Adam had before his fall. Therefore, it was natural for Jesus to be good. I was born with a sinful nature, and it's natural for me to be bad. Jesus had the absolute perfect sinless nature of Adam before he fell. Jesus never had to go through the sinner's struggle of overcoming temptation and sin. End quote. Here's another quote from the Adventist Church found in Questions on Doctrines, page 383. Although born in the flesh, he or Christ was nevertheless God and was exempt from the inherited passions and pollutions that corrupt the natural descendants of Adam. He was without sin not only in his outward conduct, but in his very nature. And then another quote from the Adventist Church found in Adventist Review, February 1, 1990, page 21 and 2. Because his humanity was sinless, Jesus could not experience the inner urgings of sinful humans. He knows the human struggle and temptations because of his unique divine nature rather than from an identical human nature. Now, these uninspired passages reveal that the Adventist Church teaches, right along with the rest of the churches of Babylon, that Christ's humanity was different from you and me, and therefore Christ did not have to struggle with the inner urgings of sinful flesh towards sin. Now, if that was really true, then Jesus could not have received a fallen nature or sinful flesh from Mary, but a sinless nature and sinless flesh from Mary, which then leads those who believe this directly into the teaching of the Immaculate Conception, which is purely a Catholic doctrine, declaring that Mary was also born sinless. So that's what the Adventist Church teaches. That's what the Catholic Church and all the other churches of Babylon teach. But what does God state is the truth? In Romans 8:3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. This verse shows us that Christ chose to live in sinful flesh so that he could condemn sin, not outside of his flesh, but within his flesh. So God's word declares that Christ condemned sin in the flesh, and thus Christ had the sinful flesh of mankind. Otherwise, he could not condemn sin in his flesh, only outside, like Adam before the fall. But this verse also reveals to us that Christ was tempted from within. And exactly how every human being does since the fall of mankind. You look at quote number 4. In Signs of the Times, October 17, 1900. Adam was tempted by the enemy and he fell. It was not indwelling sin that caused him to yield, for God made him perfect and upright in his own image. He was as faultless as the angels before the throne. There were in him no corrupt principles, no tendencies to evil. But when Christ came to meet the temptations of Satan, he bore the likeness of sinful flesh. So it was different with Christ than it was with Adam. Also in Signs of the Times, January 30, 1879. He, or Satan, told his angels that when Jesus should take fallen man's nature, he could overpower him. Now these inspired passages reveal to us that when temptation came to Adam before the fall, Adam had no inward urging or natural desire for him to sin, because the temptation was only from the outside, not within, not inside of Adam. But when Christ came to this earth, his nature was not unfallen like Adam's, and his flesh was not sinless like Adam's, because Christ had both the fallen nature and the sinful flesh of mankind. So this meant that Christ could therefore be tempted from within, not just from without. And this is exactly why the devil believed that he could overpower Christ, because Christ could be tempted from within. But why did Christ have to stoop so low as to take our fallen sinful nature upon himself? Why did he also have to live in sinful flesh? Why couldn't Christ have lived in sinless flesh and yet still have saved us? Why did he have to humiliate himself and go so low in the scale of humanity in order to achieve our salvation? If you look at quote number 5, from James 1:13, God cannot be tempted with evil. This verse shows us that God, who possesses an unfallen and sinless nature, cannot be tempted with evil. Yet the scriptures tell us many times that Christ was tempted to do evil, such as in Matthew 4:1 and Hebrews 4:15. So since Christ could be tempted to do evil, then this shows us that when Christ lived on this earth, he did not live in the nature of his Godhood. And he did not live even as Adam before the fall. But instead, Christ chose to live on earth as a human being in fallen nature and sinful flesh. So this meant that Christ was tempted like every fallen human being is tempted. And how's that? How are we tempted? You look at quote number 6. From James 1, verse 14. But every man or human is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Now, the Greek word used for lust in this verse is epithumia. And this word translates and means desire or lust. And that was from Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, word number 1939. So this means that every human is tempted when they are drawn away by their own lust, or they're drawn away by the natural occurring inward desires and inclinations that originate from the fallen, sinful human nature and sinful flesh. And then when they're drawn away, they're enticed or urged to give in to these inward desires and commit sin. So the enticement to sin comes after we are drawn away by these inward natural desires or inclinations. The enticement was not before we were drawn away. It was after. Now, if you look at quote number 7. As this is true, and since Christ chose to be born a real human being, then did Christ really have to resist these natural occurring desires and inclinations that originate from the fallen nature and sinful flesh that he took upon himself every time Satan tempted and enticed him to sin? In Desire of Ages, page 116. The enticements which Christ resisted were those that we find it so difficult to withstand. They were urged upon him in as much greater degree as his character is superior to ours. So it was only by taking man's fallen nature and living in sinful flesh that Christ could rescue you and me from sin. But we have to understand that Christ never committed sin. He never had any sinful desires of his own making like we do. We have to understand that point. Christ hated all forms of evil, and he had nothing in common with the devil. But because Christ voluntarily took our sinful flesh and fallen nature upon himself, in consequence of this, Christ experienced all the strength of these natural occurring inward inclinations and desires. And Christ continually had to deny these tendencies of the fallen nature. And why? We're told in Adventist Home, page 205, the fallen nature of Adam always strives for the mastery. So then the fallen nature that Christ inherited always strove for the mastery in his life. And Christ continually had to deny these natural tendencies of the fallen nature. Christ never once gave in to these downward pulls and inherited tendencies to sin. And praise God that he didn't. But how much suffering did Christ experience when he would deny these inward tendencies towards sin and instead condemn sin in the flesh? If you look at quote number 8. In Hebrews 2, verse 10 and 18. For it became him, referring to the Father, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons and daughters unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For in that he, or Christ himself, hath suffered, how? How did he suffer? For in that Christ himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. So what did the unerring scriptures declare caused Christ's suffering? It was when he was tempted But why would temptation cause suffering to Christ? Because he always resisted it and never gave in. He never committed sin. But why would this cause Christ suffering? If temptations were only from without his flesh, when Christ would resist these, would these cause him suffering? Denying something that was without, would that cause suffering within? The answer is no. But when Christ resisted the temptations that originated from within the sinful flesh that he took upon himself, when Christ would resist the natural inclinations of the fallen nature towards that sin, then he would indeed experience suffering when these natural inward feelings were denied. And the stronger the inward temptation meant the greater suffering that Christ experienced when he resisted it. Christ suffered being tempted. Because he resisted it. So then, did Jesus really feel this inward downward pull from these natural inclinations and desires of the fallen nature and sinful flesh that we all as human beings experience? Did he really experience the inward pull towards sin? If you look at quote number 9. From Selected Messages, Book 1, page 255. It was on this point that Satan thought to overthrow Christ. He thought that in his humanity he could be easily overcome. The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Matthew 4, 8 and 9. But Christ was unmoved. He felt the strength of this temptation, but he met it in our behalf and conquered. And he used only the weapons justifiable for human beings to use, the word of him who is mighty in counsel, it is written. And that's Matthew 4:4 and Matthew 4:10. From Bible Echo, January 15, 1889. The God of the universe has given our cases in the judgment into the hands of his Son, one who is acquainted with our infirmities and knows that we are but dust. He has taken our nature upon him and has himself felt the force of our temptations. So Christ has himself felt the strength and force of our temptations. Now, temptation to do wrong is one thing, but feeling the strength and force of our temptations means that it had to occur from within. It also shows us that there has to be something within that allowed the temptation to become strong and forceful. So this can only mean that Christ did indeed have natural inclinations and desires towards sin, which originated through the fallen, sinful flesh and nature that he took upon himself. And so when he was tempted, he experienced all the strength and force of these natural inward feelings. But by Jesus always denying and resisting these natural inclinations, in always choosing to perform the Father's will, then this choice caused Christ internal suffering, just like the internal suffering you and I feel when we deny self under temptation. In Selected Messages, Book 3, page 129. Christ was suffering as the members of the human family suffer under temptation. Now, for Christ to suffer under temptation as the members of the human family suffer meant that Christ felt these same natural inward inclinations towards sin which we do. Otherwise, he could not suffer like we do. But Christ did suffer. And what did this internal suffering of Christ signify? What did it mean? It meant that instead of doing his own will, Christ chose to do the will of his Father. And this surrendering of his will to God denied self, which caused him to suffer. If you look at quote number 10, in Psalms 40, verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. That verse shows that Christ chose to do the will of God and not his own will. In Signs of the Times, October 29, 1894. Jesus Christ is our example in all things. He began life, passed through its experiences, and ended its record with a sanctified human will. He was tempted in all points like as we are, and yet, because he kept his will surrendered and sanctified, he never bent in the slightest degree toward the doing of evil or toward manifesting rebellion against God. In The Desire of Ages, page 117. For our sake, he exercised a self-control stronger than hunger or death. In General Conference Bulletin, February 25, 1895. Satan finds in human hearts some point where he can gain a foothold. Some sinful desire is cherished, by means of which his temptations exert their power. But he could find nothing in the Son of God that would enable him to gain the victory. Jesus did not consent to sin. Not even by a thought could he be brought to the power of Satan's temptations. Now, these inspired passages reveal to us that it was by always denying these inward natural tendencies towards sin, it was by never allowing any of these natural inward desires to be cherished in his heart, it was by exercising strong self-control over and surrendering his will to do the will of his Father, and never allowing his will to bend in the slightest degree towards sin, that Jesus revealed that he had gained the victory over that temptation. And it was this victory which made and kept his character perfect and without the slightest spot of sin. Jesus never allowed a single thought to even consider the possibility of giving in to a temptation. And so Satan never found any foothold to gain an advantage in the human heart of Jesus. You look at quote number 11. From Hebrews 5, verses 8 to 10. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And how did Christ suffer? By resisting temptation. He learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God and high priest. This verse shows us that no matter how strong the inward temptations were, no matter how powerful the natural feelings and desires of the fallen nature and sinful flesh were, yet Christ resisted all this internal force to instead do God's will at all times. And thank you, Savior, for doing so. In Hebrews 4:15, Christ was touched with the feelings of our infirmities and was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So Christ was tempted in all points like as we are, not like as Adam was before sin, but like as we are after sin. So then exactly how are we tempted? If we can discover how you and I are tempted, then we can also discover how Christ was tempted, because he was in all points, in every area, tempted like as you and I are. So then how are we tempted? And this is what we'll discover next time. What a Savior we have, dear ones. May we follow his example. May we deny the clamors of a fallen nature in order to do the will of God in all times. Christ has showed us how. May we follow his example. Our closing song is What a Savior. Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood. Seal my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement, can it be? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Lifted up was he to die, it is finished was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high, hallelujah, what a Savior.
When he comes, our glorious King, all his ransomed home to bring, then anew his song will sing. Hallelujah, 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 what a Savior. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. What a Savior. Shall we pray? Precious Father, we thank you so very much for making and designing the plan of our salvation. And thank you, Savior, for voluntarily agreeing to carry it out, even though it was at a great risk to the kingdom of God throughout the universe. But we thank you, Savior, for coming down and humbling yourself to take on our fallen sinful nature and sinful flesh, and then to live in this nature just as every human being has to do since Adam's fall. And thank you for showing us how to overcome in this nature. What a Savior you are. What a Redeemer and a Sanctifier. What a great high priest you are. And what an elder brother and friend as well. Thank you for helping us each step of the way, because you know from experience what we're going through, and thus you can help us on a personal basis. Thank you for sending your Spirit that we might be enabled to come up ever higher on a daily, moment-by-moment basis, and indeed to grow in grace and in knowledge about you. The Word of God, the great I Am, the Lord God Almighty. Help us indeed to behold you more and more, that we may be changed into your beautiful, perfect image. And thank you for your cleansing blood and for your robe of righteousness that enables us to stand perfect before our Father and receive his approval and his blessings every step of the way. Please help us to study these issues for ourselves, and please, Spirit, open our understanding and comprehension that we might indeed realize the truth and avoid being misled by all the custom and tradition and the specious doctrines of error and fanaticism that are out there, seeking to bring us downward to destruction seeking to keep us from beholding our Savior, beholding our God more clearly. Help us indeed to see our Savior in sinful flesh and realize the immensity of this truth. It is salvational. And thank you so much, Spirit, for doing so. Be with all of those who have yet to hear this message. Lead and guide them to comprehend it in whatever manner they come in contact with it. Be with those who are wrestling with these issues. Help them to see the straight and narrow. Help them to count the cost, and then help them to make the choice. And we pray on the side of truth and righteousness and not against it. Be with those that are suffering, whether mental, physical, or spiritual. Help them to look up that they may find help, that they may find relief and peace. And I pray that you'll help each one of us who knows these truths to let our light shine more fully to those around us, that other precious souls may awake from darkness and escape to the Savior. And thank you for allowing us to be co-laborers with thee in seeking to save the lost. Please continue to be with us and help us not to forget the things that we have heard, but to study them for ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. What a Savior we have, dear ones. Marvelous truth. Are there any thoughts, comments, questions, any testimonies, songs, anything else that you'd like to share as we're now in our after church service? Please go right ahead.
I'd like to let the women know that this Monday will be the women's meeting at 5:30 our time, which will be 8:30 back Eastern time. So hope to see you there. God bless.
I was thinking about when Jesus was tempted in the desert, and he was 40 days and nights without food, and the devil led him by some stones that looked like loaves of bread and said, "Make these into bread. You can do it. You're the Son of God." And Christ withstood that temptation. He denied himself through hunger, through all of the temptations we experienced. He put self down and grabbed a hold of his dad in heaven.
Amen. And we have the privilege of doing the same thing through Christ. We can choose to deny self and grab hold of infinite power through Christ to God. Christ has showed us how. He's also showed that it's possible. Because he lived in a fallen, sinful nature and sinful flesh, just like you and me. That's how he could show us how to overcome. That's how he was our example. So, the suffering that Christ endured by denying self is tremendous. We can never understand it. We can experience it in a limited way. But Christ experienced it in a greater way than any human being will ever be called to experience it. And he overcame. So that means there is no sin, no matter how strong it might be. There is no temptation, no matter if it draws blood from us to resist. There's no temptation that we cannot overcome through Christ, which strengtheneth us. Every temptation and sin is possible to overcome because Christ overcame it in our nature and flesh. That is salvational, dear ones. It's eternal life. May we grab hold of the Savior and enter into life.
You know what's neat? When we get to heaven, the devil can't tempt us anymore because there will be no more devil. I think that's the neatest thing.
Amen. After the 1,000 years are over and sin is erased from the universe, what a day of rejoicing, what an eternity of rejoicing that is going to be. No more death, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more temptations. And God will erase the history of sin from our minds. And it will have to be from the minds of all the unfallen universe as well. Never more to afflict, even in thought, the righteous. What a day that will be. So amen, dear sister. This hymn seems appropriate. Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus. Jesus is very near. Troubled souls the Savior can see, every head, heartache and tear, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
There was a request for when the roll is called up yonder. And I couldn't find it there. I'm sure we've sung it before. Let me see if I can find it under a different name. I'm sorry, I can't find it in our list. I thought for sure we had it. But I'll have to make a note and add it onto our list. Sorry about that, dear sister.
How about when we all get to heaven?
Well, I know we got that one.
Yeah, I saw it.
That's a little different, but definitely sing that hymn. Why don't you start us out?
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place, excuse me, when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be, when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a shine. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be, that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. And the children will say, hooray!
There is an old hymn that I miss, and I'm going to sing it. It's entitled, Worthy, Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, hallelujah. Praise Him, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the Lamb. Savior, let thy kingdom come. Now the power of sin consume. Bring thy blessed millennium, Holy Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. Praise Him, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the Lamb. Thus may we each moment feel, love Him, serve Him, praise Him still, till we all on Zion's hill see the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. Praise Him, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the Lamb. Jesus is worthy.
Amen. That was beautiful, dear sister. And I'll soon have it on our hymn section in the songs list in our on our website, in our home church section. So thank you, dear sister, for singing that. And went online and found the lyrics to When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On the bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll
is called up yonder,
when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Trabajemos pues por Cristo pregonando su amor, mientras dure nuestra vida terrenal. Y al fin de la jornada con los santos del Señor, entraremos en la patria celestial. Cuando allá se pase lista, cuando allá se pase lista, cuando allá se pase lista, y mi nombre llamen, yo responderé.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all His wonder, loves and care. Day when all the life is over and our work on earth is done, and our role is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the role is called up yonder, when the role is called up yonder, when the role is called up yonder, when the roll is called yonder, I'll be there. Thank you, Daddy.
Amen. Amen. Well, if I can just remember to get online when I'm sharing my screen, we'll be able to look up any song that you want to sing, whether it's on our list or not. So praise God. Help me remember, dear ones, that I can do that. Are there any other songs, any other comments, questions, anything else that you'd like to share? Please go. Amen. Excellent hymn. Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believe.
The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secure. He will shield and
portion be,
as long as life endures.
Through many dangers, toils as near, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Well, I was supposed to sing the song with Layla, but she wanted to go eat. So I'm just gonna sing. I'm gonna sing it. I'm in, I'm out, I'm up, I'm down, I'm happy all around. I'm in, I'm out, I'm up, I'm down, I'm happy all around. Since Jesus' life came in, He took away my sins. I'm in, I'm out, I'm up, I'm down, I'm happy all around. I'm in, I'm out, I'm up, I'm down, I'm happy all around. I'm in, I'm up, out, I'm up, I'm down, I'm happy all around. Since Jesus' life came in, He took away my sins. I'm in, I'm up, I'm down, I'm happy all around. So we can try a little faster. I'm in, I'm up, I'm down, I'm happy all around. I'm in, I'm up, I'm down, I'm happy all around. Since Jesus' life came in, He took away my sins. I'm in, I'm up, I'm down, I'm happy all around.
Adentro, afuera, arriba, abajo, en mi corazón. Adentro, afuera, arriba, abajo, en mi corazón. Con Cristo mi corazón, mi cuerpo él limpió. Adentro, afuera, arriba, abajo, en mi corazón.
Now bear with me. Oh, what a day, if my voice will hold out. When we reach the land of light where sorrows are no more, oh, what a day. When we meet our blessed Savior on that peaceful shore, oh, what a day. Oh, what a day that will be when my dear Savior I see. In those mansions of love, now awaiting above, oh, what a day, oh, glorious day. When we see the holy city with its mansions fair, oh, what a day. When we look upon the glories that await us there, oh, what a day. Oh, what a day that will be when my dear Savior I see. In those mansions above, now awaiting above, oh, what a day, oh, glorious day. To behold the faces of our loved ones gone before, oh, what a day. From the Savior's presence to be severed nevermore, oh, what a day. That will be when my dear Savior I see. In those mansions of love, now awaiting above, oh, what a day, oh, glorious day.
Amen. What a glorious day that will be indeed. Thank you so much for all the hymns. I haven't heard that I'm in and out and song for quite a while. Going back maybe 40 years. So, or even longer. Hate to admit that, but thank you for singing that. And in Spanish, too. I've never heard it in Spanish. So praise the Lord. I was just wondering if you could sing it faster. No, that's all right. No, that was great. Are there any other songs? Any other comments? Testimonies? Anything else you'd like to share?
There is a hymn. There's a long one, but I'll sing the short one because it's very lengthy. Just as I am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou thy peace me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, let nothing unholy remain. Apply thine own blood and extract every stain to get this blessed cleansing out. I all things forego. Now wash me and I will show. I'm sorry, I cannot see. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. Yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, look down from that throne in the sky and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself and whatever I know. Now wash me and dying shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, for this and most humbly entreat, I wait blessed for thy crucified feet. By faith for my cleansing, I see thy blood flow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, thou seest I patiently wait. Come now and within me a new heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never saidst no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure
gives unto each day what he deems best. Love in thee, its parts of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Amen.
Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would take and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made.
Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation, offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when trial and trouble meeting, ever to take as from a father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
Here's another request. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis the melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. Ba, 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 ba. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. Da, da, da. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
'Twill be my endless theme in glory, with the angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony when the courts of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
Morning, noon, or night, I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above, and his desire. Then remember all the words, but that's the duet that goes with that song. I wish we could all sing it together.
Amen. That'd be great. I guess we'll have to wait for a camp meeting to take place. What heavenly music? Let me see if I have that hymn here. No, so let me go online and then type in what heavenly music. What heavenly music steals over the sea, entrancing the senses like sweet melody? 'Tis the voice of the angels borne soft on the air. For me they are singing, their welcome I hear.
Wow, that's a neat song. I don't know, but sing some more.
On the banks of old Jordan, here gazing I stand, and earnestly longing I stretch forth my hand. Send a convoy of angels, dear Jesus, I pray. Let me join that sweet music, come take me away. Though dark are the waters and rough is the way, if Jesus permit, the surges all break. For that heavenly music hath ravished me so, I must join in that chorus, I'll go, let me go. We just got a message that Brother Vic's dad fell and broke his hip. So let us please bow our heads. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for making all things possible through Jesus. And we thank you, dear Savior, for being our great physician. One who brings healing and relief to all who look to thee for strength and help. Dear Savior, we learned that our dear brother Vic's dad fell and broke his hip, and we pray that you'll send your angels to be with him. Send your spirit to comfort him, and please, Savior, go yourself and heal him according to thy perfect will. Please ease the pain and allow the bones to be set properly that healing may take place swiftly, and let him be able to get back up on his feet and to know that you have aided him in recovery and that you have also kept him from a worse injury when he fell. Thank you so much for taking his case in your hands. And thank you again for thy perfect will being done, and that we can come to you at all times and at any hour of the day to talk to you and ask for your help, and also to intercede with you for others. Thank you for this great privilege and for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And we will indeed be keeping your precious father in our prayers, dear Brother Vic. Thank you for letting us know. There was a request for until then. So let me...
My heart will sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along a trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy, I'll carry on until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall their borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause the heart to tremble, remembered there, will only bring a smile. But until then, my heart will go on singing.
Until then. With joy I'll carry on. Go ahead, I'm singing harmony.
Until the day God calls me home. Yeah, I think we were singing a duet, Brother Dick.
I was trying to supply a little harmony there, but you can't sing harmony without melody.
I know, there's a little lag.
How much lag was there? About three words.
It wasn't bad. At times it was lagging, but there were times when you were right together, which was nice to hear. Dear Grais, did you have something that you would like to share?
Yes, Saba, blessings for everyone. As you all know, my father is going to start the duties with the program next week. So this is the last time he's going to be in this chat room. And he wanted to say that he had been very grateful with you and with God for these four Sabbaths in which he could participate with all of you and to share all the things and all the God words and the blessings that he offers. And also the sermons shared in this chat were very refreshing for him. And he's very happy with all of you and very grateful. And also
He hopes that you lift him in prayers and that also you pray for all the souls that are going to be reached by the Holy Spirit and by means of the Word of God. And, well, you want to say something?
Temporarily, I will say goodbye.
That temporarily he's going to say goodbye, and that's why we want to sing a song that talks about when we say goodbye, but God's grace, we're going to see you soon, and he also is going to see you soon.
Cuán grato es con amigos vernos en tiempo tan veloz, mas siempre llega el día triste en que se dice adiós. Jamás se dice adiós allá, jamás se dice adiós. En el país de gozo y paz, jamás se dice adiós. Cuán dulce es el consuelo dado por ellos al partir, que cuando venga Cristo en gloria nos hemos de reunir. Jamás se dice adiós allá, jamás se dice adiós. En el país de gozo y paz, jamás se dice adiós. Jamás habrá la despedida tan dolorosa aquí. Más grata unión y paz eterna se gozarán allí. Jamás se dice adiós allá, jamás se dice adiós. En el país de gozo y paz, jamás se dice adiós.
Amén.
Amen. It's been a joy and a privilege to have you with us these four Sabbaths, dear brother. I don't pray for you to have another hernia so that you'll be with us again for another 4 weeks, but it would be wonderful to see you once again. And I won't accept your goodbye, but I will accept your temporary goodbye until we meet again. So God bless, dear brother, and we will indeed be keeping you and your very important work for God in our prayers. So keep active and keep looking up, dear one.
Amen. Hermano, ha sido un orgullo, un placer para tenerlo en nuestra presencia. Es una bendición, una oración que se cumplió. Muchas gracias por estar aquí, por el nombre de Jesús, y esperemos que vendrás de nuevo. No voy a orar para que te enfermes, pero sí voy a orar que te traigan de nuevo. Okay? May the Lord bless you, dear brother, and continue doing the work that is so needed in Latin America, and we pray that it will reach, that you will speak English one day, that you could be able to bless all of us as you have blessed my family. God bless you, dear brother, and come back very soon. We're going to leave your spot right here waiting for you by God's grace, okay? Bye-bye.
Hermana Rose, órele al Señor para que algún día yo pueda hablar inglés.
Trataré de llegar allá para enseñarte.
Gracias, hermano Rodolfo. Rudy, gracias.
And this one is for my dear brother, Jorge. God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel's guide uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet. God be with you till we meet again.
God be with you till we meet again. 'Neath his wings protecting hide you. Daily manna still provide you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet, God be with you till we meet again.
God be with you till we meet again. When life's perils thick confound you, put his arms unfailing round you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet. With you till we meet again.
Dios os guarde en su divino amor, con su gracia os sostenga, hasta cuando Cristo venga. En su reino con gran esplendor. Al venir Jesús nos veremos a los pies de nuestro Rey. Reunidos todos seremos. Un redil habrá y solo una
grey. Amen. And here's a nice big brotherly hug for you, dear Jorge. Remember that one until we meet, and then I'll give it to you for real.
There was a song that I wanted to share for a little minute, but I just wanted to make sure that everything was accordingly. It's called Back to Nature. I'm going to place the lyrics in the room so like that you could see what is being sung. Okay. Sundown is come again. It's time to rest. The Lord has proclaimed this day to be the best. For the world was created
within 6 days. God rested on the seventh, and to men he said, come unto me and leave this world behind. I know I can help you find the peace of mind. Come unto me, and I will show the way, and together we will worship on this my Sabbath day. Sweet Sabbath morn, down bright and fresh, lift up your voice and praise on this day of rest. Marvel at his words of the Creator's hand. Open up your hearts to him, as he showed you his plans. Come unto me and leave this world behind. I know I can help you find a peace of mind. Come unto me, and I will show the way, and together we will worship and celebrate this day. Evening shadows fall as the sun gently sets. We will ever treasure these moments we have, and live with the hope and long for the day when we see our Savior and we hear him say, come unto me and take all of my hands, and let me lead you to the promised land. Come unto me, for I have brought you peace, and together we will worship through all eternity. Through all eternity. Through all eternity. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, dear sister. That's the first time I've heard that Sabbath song. It was beautiful. And thank you so much for singing it for us. Are there any other songs, any other comments, requests, testimonies, anything else that you'd like to share? Please go right ahead.
Have a testimony. I thought I was going to lose my job for going back to school. And to the point where I was just afraid that I was going to lose my job. So when I went into the office and spoke to my supervisor about my school schedule, he was afraid that I was going to quit so that I can go back to school. I said, no, I'm just giving you my school schedule because I know how the company is, but they don't want us doing certain things while we're working in this job. We're not allowed to work part-time. But unfortunately, I did not lose my job, thank God. Yeah, and they are accommodating and working with me while I go back to school.
Praise the Lord indeed, dear sister. That was a great blessing. And we'll be keeping the situation in prayer. And may God give you increased ability to learn your lessons and be able to graduate. And increase your standing in this day and age. So praise the Lord indeed. What a relief and what a joy to be able to keep your job at the same time. So amen. Since we had a Sabbath song, we can't let this one go by. Holy Day, Jehovah's Rest. Holy Day, Jehovah's Rest, of creation's week the best. Blessed of all the chosen seven, blessed of God to man 'twas given. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest.
First his 6 days' work was done. Then the Sabbath was begun. Thus he blessed the seventh day, and in resting we obey. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest.
Thousands have his plan reversed, resting now upon the first. Search the book and you will know, there's no scripture tells them so. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest.
All who speak the truth must say, it was the Pope who changed the day. In God's word no change appears. Through the whole 6,000 years, welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we have this presence blessed. 'Tis the day great Jehovah's rest.
Thus I search, and when I saw only one great Sabbath law, then I hastened to obey. Plainly 'twas the only way. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail its presence blessed. 'Tis the great Jehovah's rest. Kaylee would like to sing Jesus Loves Me This I Know. Go ahead, Haley.
Jesus loves me this I know, for thy purple don't me down. Jesus loves me this I know.
They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. And we hope to hear you singing again, dear Sister Haley. That was great. And Jesus does love you. So praise God.
Dear Brother Bob, and all my brothers and sisters, my wife would be entering on the 30th, an operation for her column, and I'm asking for prayer to the Lord that everything works out right and beneficial to her health. Thanking the Lord beforehand.
Amen, dear brother. We'll be keeping her in prayer. In fact, let's have a word of prayer now. Precious Father in heaven, we thank you once again in Jesus' name that we're able to bring our petitions before thee. And thank you for sending Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, for being our great physician. And we lift up the dear, precious loved one of our brother Rodolfo. Please be with her in the upcoming surgery. Guide the physician's hands and let everything work out according to thy perfect will. I pray that her recovery may be quick and that her healing may be complete. And that she may rest in your love for her and for being her great physician as well. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer according to thy perfect will and timing. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was hoping that Sister Yi will be here. I don't know if she's here. Sister Yi, if you're here, maybe you can help me on. She's not here, right? Okay. Well, I'll try. I'm not a doctor, but I'll try to read a little bit of the information. Well, I have a testimony on the update of our dear Danette. I got the information about the CT scan that she had, and by God's grace, let me just read it. Decreased size of infiltrative hypovascular, it says pancreatic body mass measuring 2.8 by 2.2 centimeter. Previously, it was 4.6 by 3.2 centimeter. With decreased narrowing of the encased splenic artery and vein, it tells that her pancreas has, the cancer has decreased to such an extent and also the size of it, and there is no cancer on her lungs. And I wish Sister Yi was here. I'm trying my best, guys. The only thing that I can be able to say is that when I sent the information to dear Sister Yi, her response was, sorry, dear guy. bury me. It's a back and forward text back and forward with us. I have to kind of slowly scroll down. Dios. Esperes un ratito. If somebody want to say something, please don't make me hold you back. I'm just trying to scroll up to the, I'll just get off a few seconds so I can find it. Just a minute.
May I sing the old man's version of Jesus Loves Me? Where did it go? Jesus loves me, this I know. Though my hair is white as snow, though my sight is growing dim, still he bids me trust in him. Yes, Jesus loves me,
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Though my steps are oh so slow, with my hand in his I'll go. On through life, let come what may, he'll be there to lead the way. When the nights are dark and long, in my heart he puts a song, telling me in words so clear, have no fear, for I am near. When my work on earth is done, and life's victories have been won, he will take me home above, then I'll understand his love. I love Jesus, does he know? Have I ever told him so? Jesus loves to hear me say that I love him every day. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Okay, I found it. She says that there is an overall decrease in size and nearly gone lungs noble. And she said, praise God, it's good news. Okay, so I just wanted to share it, and also may you continue praying for her. And then there is also another testimony. A couple of days ago, I received a phone call from someone that I'm sharing the gospel with in Florida. She called me and she told me that she has a cousin that he was in the hospital agonizing with colon cancer. And I was thinking to transfer him over. And she gave the number for the cousin's sister to call. And while we was talking, she was explaining that they was going to take him home before they decide to go to hospice. And then I was praying and I was asking the Lord if he wanted for us to be able to kind of help in any way we could. And she says that they was already giving him morphine. So I was saying, are they going to take him home? I said, to take him to hospice. And she said, no, we're going to take him home first. They just found like two more nodes in the area of the colon, but they say that it has spread. So later on, I got a phone call for a relative, and I just wanted to know like how old he was and things like that. His name is Oscar. And then when we was in the conversation, I was saying, well, you don't have really nothing to lose if you take him home. If you make the decision not to be able to give him any drugs, it will be really good because, you know, the Lord can be able to aid him. So she said she was going to pass the information to a family member. She called me and she said, you know, dear sister, they were trying to find a pharmacy and a place to be able to find the drug, which was the morphine or whatever they was going to give him. And all the places were closed. And they were trying to see how they was going to be able to get it. But every place they tried to go and get the medication, it just was closed. So then I said, well, I guess the Lord has already given the information for us to be able to see what we can do. So I started to send them all the details concerning the health reform, how to be able to feed him. So by God's grace, they decided not to give him no more of the drugs. So if you don't mind, his name is Oscar. And I pray that y'all can also pray and do the same thing that we have been trying our best to help dear Donette with. So I just wanted to share that.
Amen. We'll definitely be keeping them in prayer. And what a praise the Lord that the sister's tumor reduced itself by half. That is definitely testimony in favor of following the laws of health. So, amen indeed. We'll be continuing to uplift her in prayer. And may she have a testimony to personally give of God's merciful grace and love to her. And that would be wonderful to hear. So praise God, dear sister. God is blessing your sacrificing efforts to bring her back from the brink of death to health. And indeed, God be praised. And amen. We'll also be keeping your precious little ones, dear sister Cece, in our prayers. And Lord willing, the cold will not take hold and will not be as severe as we have heard from other people around around the world. Are there any other thoughts or comments? Any other songs, requests? Anything else that you'd like to share? Please go right ahead.
I'd just like to sing an old hymn that I haven't sung in a while. It's When Love Shines In. Jesus comes with power to gladden when love shines in. Every life that woke and saddened when love shines in. Love will teach us how to pray. Love will drive the gloom away. Turn our darkness into day when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. How the heart is turned to singing when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. Joy and peace to others bringing when love shines in. How the world will grow with beauty when love shines in. And the heart rejoice in duty when love shines in. Trials may be sanctified, and the soul in peace abide. Life will all be glorified when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. How the heart is turned to singing when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. Joy and peace to others bringing when love shines in. Darkest sorrow will grow brighter when love shines in. And the heaviest burden lighter when love shines in. Tis the glory that will throw light to show us where to go. Oh, our heart shall blessing know when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. How the heart is turned to singing when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. Joy and peace to others bringing when love shines in. We may have unfading splendor when love shines in. And a friendship true and tender when love shines in. When earth's victory shall be won and our life in heaven begun. There will be no need of sun when love shines in. When love shines in, when love shines in, how the heart is turned to singing when love shines in. When love shines in, when love shines in, joy and peace to others bringing when love shines in.
Amen. Thank you, brother. And everything is better when love shines in. Most definitely. Well, it's been a wonderful Sabbath fellowship. Thank you so much for your participation, for your songs, for your testimonies, and for your thoughts and comments. It's made it enjoyable, dear ones. And we're looking forward to fellowshipping with you again soon. And until then, keep looking up.
Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking up.
Amen. So glad that you finally got your socks, dear sister. We were wondering when they were going to come.
I got two more muffins. I'm really happy for that. I was surprised again with that gift. And I'm just so grateful with all of you. And thank you so much because you... think about me when you see raccoons.
you're very welcome, dear sister. And God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you too.
Elder Bob and also Brother Garay, is it possible that I can share something? Got an email from Brother Moses. And he was asking if there is a way that he can receive the youth studies in Spanish. My plate is full, and I was praying that any one of the brethren that speaks Spanish or can be able to kind of help Brother Moses in this petition. Hermana Milena y hermano Garay, a María y Santiago, le manda mis saludos también. Conseguí un correo electrónico del hermano Moisés y estaba preguntando que si podían que le ayuden para tener informaciones para ayudar en el estudio de los jóvenes, no los niños, pero de los jóvenes. Pero como tengo mi plato ya muy lleno, quería ofrecer si le podían ayudar con una manera para que puedan estudiar con los jóvenes allá. Brother Dick, Sister Ana Milena, or anyone, if it's possible, you can either send an email and we will forward it to Brother Moses, if possible, from Peru. Okay? So thank you.
Oh, thank you for bringing that to our attention, dear sister. And that's the youth and adult Sabbath school that he once translated. Is that correct?
No, he wants like, cause he asked me, what to do with the youth study. I said, we do have a youth study, but it is done with yourself, Elder Rob. And, it's basically the books that we have. The only thing is that he wants also something to do with the youth over there. So I'm leaving it, you know, open that maybe they have any suggestion or anything that we can help him, you know, because I'm not sure if he's doing it live like you, yeah, Elder Rob. I don't know if it's done by email. So just have it open that anyone that may have a suggestion for either or. If it's live or if it's not live, if he's sending the material out, that we can be able to aid this dear brother. Because he already have one section, which is the ones that, you know, we sent to him. But I guess he's asking for the youth now. Okay, so we pray that he might be able to get the help that he needs by God's grace.
Thank you, dear sister. And if the Lord impresses one of our Spanish-speaking brethren or sisteren to aid in that, that would be wonderful. So may God bless, dear one.
Hermana Rose, no sé realmente cómo lleva a cabo el hermano Moisés su servicio. Si es algo similar a lo que se hace aquí en el chat room, si es algo presencial en algún lugar de reunión que él tenga y donde las personas asistan. Realmente no sé cómo es el ministerio de él o las reuniones que lleva a cabo. Eso sería importante porque dependiendo de la forma o del método que él tenga de reunión y de enseñanza, pues así mismo se puede llevar a cabo un programa para los jóvenes.
Exacto, hermana. Eso es lo que estaba hablándole al hermano. Que como no sabemos cómo está haciendo el servicio, si es así en persona o lo manda por correo, que no sabemos exactamente cómo ayudarlo, pero tan siquiera tratar de comunicar qué es lo que se requiere, podemos buscar una manera para cómo ayudarlo. Entonces, como hermana, mi español está hecho bola, yo voy a tratar para que ustedes me ayuden para poderlo poner en mi idioma, porque se va a poner más bola cuando le manda yo una carta. So, si usted lo puede poner en español, para que él sepa que necesitamos más informaciones sobre cómo se hace la reunión, si es así por medio de no presente o por el internet o por correo, si me podían hacer el favorcito.
Claro. Sí. ¿Quieres que te redacte el correo y te lo mande para que se lo hagas llegar desde tu cuenta?
Sí, o no es necesario. Yo sé que usted tiene el correo del hermano Moisés, ¿verdad?
No creo que lo tenga.
¿Te acuerdas cuando había preguntado y para hacer el estudio
en español? Tengo que buscarlo porque realmente no tengo contacto permanente con él. Sí sé que él tiene, o sea, aparece creo que dentro de los amigos de mi esposo en Facebook, pero no tenemos ningún contacto con él.
Okay, solo voy a mandar el correo electrónico. Y le voy a decir que si podía dar su detalle y mandarlo a los hermanos que hablan español. Pero yo no creo que saben muchos de los hermanos aquí. Yo creo que él sabe que el hermano Dick habla español y la familia Garay. So, vamos a ver para ver cómo lo podemos ayudar. Okay? I was just relating to the dear Spanish brethren. How to be able to see if we can be able to help Brother Moses in Peru, that he can be able to give us details in ways that they are servicing the youth study, that something can be able to be done for them. So I just wanted to translate a little bit of what was being spoken. Thank you, guys.